Yukon Quest dogs got the once-over from veterinarians at weekend events in Whitehorse and Fairbanks. Dogs were checked from nose to tail for any problems that could cause them trouble over the Quest's 1,000 miles of trail. Head veterinarian Kathleen McGill says long-distance racing huskies are a lot different from pet dogs.
These guys are athletes. They're highly trained athletes. They have muscle instead of body fat. Their heart rates are in the 40s to 60s, where pet dogs will run anywhere from like 80s to 120. We could compare these dogs to marathon, long-distance marathon runners, even the ultra-marathon runners you could compare these dogs to.
McGill says one of the unique attributes of racing huskies is their ability to turn large quantities of food into energy efficiently during a race that can amount to metabolizing 10,000 calories per day. Oklahoma State University professor Michael Davis heads up a long-running sled dog study aimed at honing in on what enables them to do what no other animal can. Every year, Davis works with Quest and Iditarod dogs, measuring their adaptations during the grueling races. But there are a lot of variables out on the trail. Davis says a recently developed piece of canine exercise equipment may help eliminate that issue.
One of the things that we're hoping is going to speed this process along is we do finally have a treadmill for a dog team. We can fit about 6 dogs on it, and we had it engineered so that it can actually operate at temperatures down to about minus 20. That took a little bit of doing. That wasn't an off-the-shelf purchase. That's going to be a very important tool in the next couple of years as we try to figure out how the dogs work metabolically. We do need to eliminate a lot of those variables that occur out during the regular running over the ground type exercise.
Davis says the mushing treadmill is set up at a Denali area kennel. It was engineered by a Texas company that also created a treadmill for cross-country skiers. Davis's research has implications beyond helping sled dogs and mushers. It's primarily funded by the military, which hopes to learn how to trigger sled dog-like endurance in soldiers.